Parents, I have some bad news. Your child is probably suffering from nyctophobia. This is something that afflicts millions of toddlers all over the world. In fact, I used to suffer from it myself. I overcame it, and your child can too. You see, nyctophobia is also known as afraid of the dark. Okay, so maybe it's not that serious, but Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to offer some suggestions to help parents help their little ones get to sleep when it's dark.
Congratulations, Ayanna, on overcoming nyctophobia. You were not alone as a toddler. Children start to develop a fear of the dark between the ages of 2 and 4, but this can vary pretty widely. Developing a fear of the dark is actually a very healthy milestone for children. It corresponds with the time when they begin to really use their imaginations and start to ask lots of questions and become anxious about the unknown. And while it's important to help them through it, it is one sign that a child is developing on track.
This is when they start to wonder about all the noises in the house at night, or start to question what might be lurking under the bed or in the closet. It's also when shadows can look pretty scary at night. What can parents do to help ease a child's fears?
Simply letting a little bit more light into the room when your child is falling asleep can soothe their fears. A nightlight, a cracked door, or simply a light that your little one can switch on and off can help reduce the chances of sudden panic caused by being alone in the dark. Gradually dimming the lights prior to bedtime can help your toddler's eyes and mind to adjust to the dark.
That sheds some light on the problem. What can parents do to emotionally help their child through this tough developmental period?
It's important not to dismiss their fear of the dark. To them, the fear and the possibilities of what could happen are very real. Talk to your child about their fear and be empathetic and calming. Your little one will be afraid of other things as they grow, so helping them conquer the feeling of being scared will be a handy tool all throughout life.
It could be tempting for a child to not want to sleep alone when they're scared. How can parents best handle that?
Encourage your child to stay in their room. Part of the bedtime routine should be reminding your child that everything's okay. They're safe and they can sleep comfortably in their own bed at night. This reinforces trust in a child that their bed is a safe place. When they stay in their bed all night, send lots of positive messages about it, like, "Good job, you slept in your bed all night. I'm so proud of you." Eventually, they'll learn to trust themselves and sleep soundly. But if the fear does continue for a long time or gets worse, talk to your pediatrician about it.
I think we all can sleep a little more soundly tonight, knowing that parents have the resources to help their little ones overcome their fear of the dark. Thanks, Doug.